Anybody here willing to let go of your broken nets?
That season is over. I'm prophesying to you right now. I'm telling you, no joke, after this conference, your net will never break again in Jesus' name. He's going to surround you with people, and I'm declaring to you prophetically, the nets that broke before will not break this time, and this time you're going to need help managing what God is sending your way. It's going to be so incredible. You may have to drag it, pull it, get a tractor trailer, whatever it takes. But this time, you're not letting one thing go. Nothing will be lost. Even as we come out of this pandemic, we're about to see a bunch of people full of faith, blessed like they have never been blessed before. You're about to see the blessings, the Amos 9:13 version of the blessing. Your head will be spinning around, and wherever you look, blessings will be coming your way, north, south, east, and west. If you receive that for you and your family, say amen. When they got to the shore, they noticed a fire with some roasted fish and bread, John 21:9, discovering that it was already done. What you've been praying for is already done. I'm gonna say that one more time. What you've been praying for is already done. What you've been fasting for, fighting for, forging for, it's already done. When on the cross Jesus said it was finished, it was done. When on the third day he resurrected, it was done. When you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Christ is Lord, it is done. It is done, it is done. Faith is the key that grants access to the finished work of Christ. Isaiah 43:13, from eternity to eternity, I am God, no one can snatch anyone. The same words reiterated in John 10:29. My Father has given them to me. He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them. When God said it is done, it is done. This message, I lived it in this past year. In this past year, let me be very transparent with you now. I lived the most difficult chapter in my life in the past year of my entire life. Last summer, my family was stricken with this virus. I was primarily asymptomatic because I run. I run to live and live to run. By the blood of the Lamb, by the covering and my exercise regimen, I was primarily asymptomatic. By primarily, I mean like 98, 99%. The only hint I had that I had it, one day I was in my master bedroom and I was on my way walking in my master bedroom and all of a sudden I got a chill. I thought it was Elvis. I'm not making that up, so help me. A chill in my right leg. I'm just walking and all of a sudden I went like, whoa. I went, what was that? You know, and that was it. That was it. My son, Nate, asymptomatic. He's a pastor in our church. My daughter, Evie, gave birth to my first granddaughter, Mila. First granddaughter. And my daughter has always had a little bit low in her white blood count. Not a lot, just in the low threes. Nothing to write home about. We always kept an eye on it. Nothing egregious ever happened in her life. But it was low. When she gave birth to Mila, the WBCs tanked. So she was compromised. We didn't know this. COVID hit our family. She's a millennial. And my daughter, who's a millennial, and at that time, I was serving on the National Coronavirus Recovery Commission, so I was in those Zoom calls with those doctors and people constantly, so I knew the science. And all of a sudden, my daughter ends up on a ventilator dying. She's a millennial. I'm speaking to the doctor, and the doctor says, first time that I speak to the doctor, and the doc, because we in California, we couldn't see her. You know, she was restricted. ICU. And she couldn't even breastfeed her baby. It was just crazy. It was mayhem. This is the beginning. This is July. So the therapeutics weren't there yet. A bunch of stuff wasn't there yet. The only thing that they had was the idea of antibodies emerging that I referred to last year. Called the doctor. Doctor says, Mr. Rodriguez, your daughter's not doing well. I get that, but what does that mean? Well, she's on a ventilator. Yeah, I get that part, but that's just an anomaly, right? That means she'll be out tomorrow. Sir Rodriguez, you don't seem to get it. She's not doing well. I go, what does that mean? She's going to be there for 2 days. Because in my mind, millennials can't die from COVID. I did the math. It's like 0.00000000001%. How in the world can my daughter be the 0.00000001%? So I'm going, no way. The doctor's going like, no, Mr. Rodriguez, there's, and I kept on pushing back. All right, she's going to be there for 3 days, Mr. Mr. Rodriguez, you don't seem to get it. She's not doing well. What does that mean, she's not doing well? Nothing's working, Mr. Rodriguez. What do you mean, nothing's working? So what do you mean she'll be there for a week, Mr. Rodriguez? If your daughter doesn't fight, awkward pause. That was it. We'll give you some information as things change. Bloop. So No. My family net will not break. And I have great empathy for those who had a different outcome. And this is my story and my context of what I went through. So I give you room and I have great empathy and I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to create room for the fact that I talked to God and I said, no, there's a net. And this net will not break. You promised you told me that my daughter would prophesy. You told me that my daughter would be a messenger, that my daughter was filled with purpose and destiny. You told me that my children and my children's children will bless the nations and advance the kingdom of heaven here on earth. So I refused to drink what I was receiving. I'm sorry. I said no. I could have been subjugated by fear. I could have been held down by fear. I was driving my Jeep Wrangler and I was jacked up, which means I was there. I was broken. I was crying. I had my sunglasses on, my trucker hat, but I got in there and I drove and I said, nah, 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 nah. I rebuke that word. I refuse that word. I reject that word. I come against that word. So let me show you what happened. God, so help me God, the Spirit of God bears witness to this moment. God, that's it. No, not. In the context of this message, my net will not break. 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 So God, I need a little something, something. I need a little something, something. I can't see her. Mom can't see her. Her husband can't see her. Her baby can't see her. But you can. I don't have physical access, but the faith and the words coming out of my mouth and the decree and the prayers, you have access. So I said, Lord, I may not have access to her physically, but you do. So I need a little something, something. I said, and I'm driving in my Granite Bay, Douglas Folsom Boulevard. Here I am. And I go, Lord, right now as we speak, I need this. I need heaven to right now invade her room. So help me God, no hype, no hyperbole, no exaggeration. And then have the text to prove this stuff. And then I go, Lord, I need you to send your angels in right now. Do whatever you have to do, but I need my baby home. I am your servant. I am anointed by you. I am called by you. I've been saved by you and for you, delivered by you and for you, healed by you for you. And I raised my voice. I did, all by myself. People could have had, my Jeep had no roof. It's California. It's 110 degrees. I don't care who looked at me. We need a church to come back to the place where we don't care what they think about us. We don't care how they ridicule us. We don't care if they make fun of us. But we need to lift our voice and shout unto God with the voice of faith and the voice of triumph. So I said, send the angels. So I kept on driving, took a right turn, Cabot Stallman Boulevard, and went to my place of help and sanctuary. I went to my place. So I ended up at Starbucks. And this is what I got. And here's the message. This is why I'm a faith and science guy. This is not hype. This is not emotionalism. It's not exuberance. What is the mathematical probability of this happening? That's why you got to know God is in control. You have to understand God has a final word. You have to understand this is the message I get, Dr. Winston. This is the message. This is why I'm here in this conference, right? Because it prompts me to talk about faith in Christ. This is why, you ready for this? I get this message back from my daughter. My daughter has no idea where I am. She has no idea what I'm doing. I haven't seen her in days. She has no connection of what's happening. Nada, cero, nothing. No connection. This is the message I get from my daughter. She's a millennial. She's in ICU. She's dying on a ventilator. Yet she has access to her cell phone. Because that's how that generation rose. Millennials and Generation Z, if you're going to die, you're going to die with your cell phone right next to you. It is what it is. And here's the message. Ready? And this is why I came and traveled to share this with you. Dad, comma, I promise you, it's not the meds. It's not the medicine. Dad, comma, I promise you it's not the meds, period. Dad, heaven just invaded. Heaven just invaded my room. Dad, I can't explain it. I know you and Mom are gonna think I'm crazy, but I promise you, I saw angels coming in and angels going out. I saw angels coming in and I saw angels coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, there is still power in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. At that moment when I received the text, I called my wife. I said, Eva, lo que yo acabo de orar. When I just prayed, Evie just texted. Eva, there's no way she could have known what I said. How can she verbatim text me when I pray to God? I go, honey, my wife starts crying and she has COVID and she's crying. She's going, you know what this means? Well, I go, I know what it means. The turnaround already started and there's not a devil in hell or a demon on earth that can stop what God has started. I'm here to tell you everything God has started in you, everything God has started in your family, with your children and your children's children, when heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. Lift up your hands. I feel an anointing right now for every person here. For your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. It may not be COVID. It may be something else. But the God of the breakthrough, the faith, that the net of your family net will not break. Somebody shout, my family net will not break. Shout it like you believe it. My family net will not break. If you believe that, now give God your best shout of praise. You're about to see a breakthrough. You're about to see a breakthrough. You're about to see a breakthrough. It will not break. 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 Stand with you are standing. 24 hours later. 24 después. My daughter has testified. As a matter of fact, TBN did a special on it, a one-hour special, and it's gone viral and all, everything verifiable, certifiable. Don't know, just the beauty of it. My 24 hours later, this is a call. Mr. Rodriguez. But I already knew. I said, I already knew. No, you missed it. The moment I got that text, my demeanor changed. My countenance changed. My expression changed. I started walking with a swag again, walking with an attitude again. Are you with me? Because I know that I know that I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that if God be for us, who can be against us? I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
We picked her up in one vehicle. God promised me that the net would not break. There were generations before me that our family nets, even with ministerial callings, broke. A legacy coming even from the beautiful island of Puerto Rico. There were nets with great calling and purpose and destiny, with ministry that broke. And I have seen and experienced every attack from the pit of hell for the purpose of attempting to break my net and the net of our calling and our family. And this was like the last icing on the cake. And the moment we came together and said, no, we're going to speak into this. We're not going to bow and acquiesce. Again, I have empathy for those that had a different outcome, but I can't deny what we went through. What happened? 3.5 years before the net broke, 3.5 years later it did not. Same process, different outcome. Same people, same place, same God, same instructions, different outcome. What? What changed? Anybody want to tell me? Faith. And how does our faith grow? Time with him. Time in his presence, time in his word. Time walking with him, time talking with him, living with him. Time praying with him. Time exploring his truth. The time you spend in his presence will determine your capacity to manage his promise. Let me repeat that. The time you spend in his presence will determine your capacity to manage his promise. The outcome will change when your priorities change. You make God first and your net will always be full. You make God first with your time, your thoughts, your money, and your decisions. Make God first and you will never be last. Make God first and you will have more than enough. Make God first and you will live in overflow. In everything you do, put God first and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Proverbs 3:6, the Living Bible. And of course, Matthew 6:33, Pastor Sam Segundo. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously and he will give you everything you need. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing and not by ambition, nothing can stop you. When your praise is louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. Let me repeat that. When your praise is louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. Let me do it one more time. I want all of America and the world to hear it. When your praise is louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. I'm done. Stand with me. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. When what's behind you is under the blood, what's in front of you cannot be stopped. Your net will not break. Please raise your right hand as you stand with me and repeat after me. My net will not break. My faith net will not break. My family net will not break. My holiness net will not break. My shalom net will not break. My health net will not break. My financial net will not break. And the net of my children, and my children's children, and my children's children's children will not break. Now, if you believe that one, now give them the last shout of praise for the entire congregation. All of the viewers on the Word Network, we love you, we bless you, we want to remind you that your net will not break in Jesus' name. Close your eyes, lift up your hands. 3.5 years later, it did not break. That's what faith does. 3.5 years of pure, unadulterated faith in his presence, in his word. You just can't help. The outcome will be different. Same God, same identical process, same location, same instructions, different outcome. You're not where you used to be because you're not who you used to be. This time the net will not break. The Holy Spirit, and I say that with fear and trembling, I fear God. The Spirit of God instructed me to pray over you and to unleash right now this unbreakable net. In this auditorium right now, and thousands streaming all around the world, you've had nets in your past that broke. Some of you have had relational nets. Some of you have had ministry nets. Some of you have had business nets. You invested, it failed. You started, it failed. You started again, it failed. You've reached the point that you have so many broken nets. Why do you think you're today, right here in this place, or streaming online? Because the word of the Lord for you right now, your net will not break. You make God your priority. You activate the faith in you, for you, through you. Your net will not break. I'm going to do this real quick. I sense the Lord with your eyes closed. Heavenly Father, right now, through the vicarious atoning work of Christ, you have prepared for every single person here and every single person online a brand new net. The catch that is coming is unprecedented. We are about to catch what we've never caught before. Lord, this harvest is truly an unbridled and unparalleled and unprecedented harvest. We understand, we're cognizant of the fact that this time we can't even carry it by ourselves. We need to surround ourselves with the right sort of people. So Lord, thank you now for removing the people you had to remove. In order to secure this catch. So right now, we receive this word in its fullness. By the authority of your spirit, we receive it. In the name of Jesus, and we declare by faith through Christ that this time, for the glory of Jesus, 1 Corinthians 10:31, in the name of Christ, Colossians 3:17, this time the net will not break. In Jesus' name. If you come in agreement, say in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, all I want you to do is one thing. I'm not going to ask you to come up. All I'm going to ask you to do is one thing. If this message was 179.3% for you, all I want you to do is take three steps. One, two, three, out of your seat to the side.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.